Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com, celebrating girls high school wrestling in Illinois. We talk with Bree Bynum, senior at Sherrard High School. And by the way, I think she's the first ever girl I've talked to about high school wrestling several years ago. And Bree finishing up her career. And what a way to go out at the Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association. They had a state event last weekend at the Bank of Springfield Center in downtown Springfield. And the champion at 135 pounds is Bree Bynum. So congratulations. Tell us a little bit about the experience last weekend.
It was very fun. I originally was not going to go to this because I kind of got down on myself after losing at sectionals for IHSA. I had a pretty rough month last year with my dad passing away and stuff. So going into this, I was very frustrated and not very sure of myself, but Jeff had a lot of confidence in me. And after going and killing it, kind of, I definitely feel a lot better about myself. It was a very fun experience, and I was very happy that I got a win for Jeff and Hunter one last time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you about Jeff Garrett. This is a great story. He reached out to me early this week and said, "Hey, Jim, you need to really reach out and talk to Bree Bynum." He just explained it, had a rough time at the sectional at the IHSA level, and said, but this kid really put it all together at this Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association. So, you know, you need to recognize her. So I'm telling you that story from Jeff Garrett, the head coach. And I always think it's, you know, the relationships between student athletes and coaches are pretty neat. And I've seen a lot of the social media stuff through the season with you and Nadia Anderson, another female wrestler at Sherrard. He's done a good job of, you know, really promoting that. How does that make you feel, or what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me. Like, the first year I came out, I was very nervous because I was the only girl and I didn't know how the boys were going to take it. But Jeff definitely made me feel at home. And Hunter and me have got a really close bond throughout this whole thing. Like, he really helps me with all my moves and everything. Any questions I have, he's there to answer them. And he definitely loves having girls on the team, and he wishes there was more. So he always, any chance he can get, he promotes girls wrestling for Sherrard.
So I know, as you mentioned, you had to deal with a lot personally in your life. You mentioned your dad's passing, and I know how tough that is for you and your family. How much, though, were you thinking of him last weekend? Oh, yeah. You know, when they raise the hand and say, "Hey, I did it, man." How much were you thinking of him?
The whole time. Every time I stepped on the mat, I was doing it for him, and I just was hoping to make him proud.
I know you did. So what were the keys, you think? Like, give me technique. Give me, like, wrestling 101. What did you do so well at, Springfield, where maybe you didn't do in the sectional? We know it's a mental game, but, I mean, as far as technique, give us some wrestling technique stuff where you were really happy about.
I definitely went in with a strategy, and the first few girls I wrestled, I didn't know anything about them because bumping up the weight class, I didn't know what was happening. And I just attacked, did my stuff, didn't worry about what they had to do, and did what I needed to do. But then my last two girls, I had watched videos on them, and I knew kind of how they wrestled. So I went more at it a little less attacky and watched and waited for them to mess up. And then my finals match, I kind of just went at it, did what I had to do to make sure I secured the win.
All right. Awesome, man. I love it. So you're not done wrestling as a female in interscholastic sports. As they say, you're taking your show to the next level. Fairly new program at Augustana College with women's wrestling. Tell us about that decision.
So for summer, I wrestle with the Young Guns in Bettendorf. And the coach there is Trish. She is also a coach at Augustana. And after working with her and her telling me how Augustana has a girls program, I decided to go check it out. And not only is Augustana a really good school for academics, but the wrestling program is just so inviting and really nice. All the girls are loving, and it just, everything about it was perfect for me. So I hands down enjoyed going there.
All right. So that's awesome. Give me a status report on, so you started this thing 3 years ago as a sophomore, you know, competing. I know a lot of exhibition matches on the boys' side. The IHSA introduces the girls' state series. So you've really been, you know, at the ground level of this thing. So give me a status report on kind of where you think, like, girls' high school wrestling is at right now.
Oh, it is so much different than the first year. Majority of the schools from around our area now have 3 to 10 girls on their teams. And, like, Geneseo has a full girls team, which is awesome. There's definitely, I know in our kids program, there's a ton of girls in it. And I know from Orion and Rockridge, I see a lot more girls there too. So it's definitely growing really fast. And I'm hoping for Sherrard in the future there to be a full girls team.
It was interesting. I know I talked to your teammate and classmate, Nadia Anderson. We had her on earlier this year. And I said, you know, wrestling, why do you do it? And she said, it's pretty simple. So I like doing it, you know, and I think that's awesome that, you know, a kid that was playing basketball said, I said, why the switch? Cause I want to wrestle. And I like the experience of wrestling. So I know, you know, sometimes we're so apprehensive of trying new things, right? You know, thinking outside of the box. And I'm assuming that you've probably had some conversations maybe with some high school classmates, and I'm assuming probably with some youngsters too. They've asked you, hey, it's awesome that you're wrestling. You think I should give it a go? I mean, have you had some of those conversations, I'm assuming?
Yes. I went to our middle school and our grade school and talked to all the kids to tell them that, like, if you're even questioning if you should do it, just to try. There's no point in not giving it a try, because I've seen so many people who, in our junior high program, we've gained a lot of people because their friends were like, just come out and try it. And now they're in love with it. Like, it's a super fun sport. It may look difficult, but, like, it's so rewarding.
All right, Bree Bynum, I think maybe you should be a wrestling coach in your future. I mean, that sounds pretty good.
That's what Jeff wants me to do. He wants me to come back and coach the girls team for Sherrard.
That'd be awesome.
Think about it.
Yeah. It's always about promoting the sport, man. We need youth like you doing that. So it's been awesome talking to you. Congratulations again. Great effort. Come back. I know, out of the disappointment of the IHSA series, but get another crack at it at this Illinois Wrestling and Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association state tournament they have in Springfield. Won that. And now we'll head to Augustana and be a member of the women's wrestling team at Augie. Bree Bynum, nice going, and good luck the rest of your senior year over at Sherrard.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.